way in the back so that she wouldn't find them. And it was so fun because we were heading out the door and all we were missing was my shoes. And like, oh, we can't find the shoes. And you know, I looked back at him and I looked at those images and I was like, you know what? This is it. This is where it is all starts.
You're birthed to something that you really wanted to use yourself. And so often that's the starting point of the most successful brands. Welcome to another episode of the Care of Carl podcast. My name is Mikael Wallin and I work as Care of Carl's style advisor. And today we're breaking new exciting ground here in the podcast as we're doing our first interview with our guest Virgil Nicholas of the loafer brand Vinnies. We're going to talk about loafers and our passion for the timeless shoe style that's been around for about 100 years. So welcome, Virgil.
Thank you very much, Michael. Pleasure to be here.
Cool. Yeah, so I can tell you a little bit more about Virgil's brand Vinnies. It's one of the new brands in the Care of Carl's range, and Virgil has been making these shoes for about a year and a half now. Am I right, Virgil?
Mm-hmm, correct, yeah.
Yeah, cool. So tell us a little bit more about yourself and your relation to loafers to just dive into the whole history.
Well, long story short, I'm Virgil Virgil Nicolas. I'm 29 years old, sorry. And I'm born and raised in Denmark, but have parents of Congolese descent. My parents and my upbringing here in Denmark has always been like a very important part of me. Not necessarily because I wanted it to, but it just happened to be the case. And from me wanting to be a lawyer, I by chance ended up in fashion and lifestyle culture, and have worked for 10 years in the fashion industry in Denmark. And after half of that time as a consultant in branding and communications, I felt like it was time for me to get back into it, but get my hands dirty and put some loafers in the game.
You told me at an earlier point during the summers, you went with your family to shop for clothes in mm-hmm. Paris.
Yeah. We, you know, it was a thing for my parents that, you know, during the summer holidays when we were small, when we were kids, that we went out to Paris like every single summer for at least the first 10 years, I think, minimum, where we would go there and have a lot of fun, eat a lot of French fries and baguettes. And and it was also the time and place where my parents would go and find our clothes and buy a home, our wardrobes.
Did you enjoy buying clothes even as a kid? Like, did you enjoy it at that time as well?
I actually think that my brothers and I, we really enjoyed it. We thought it was fun. I don't think we loved wearing Oxford shirts and knit vests as children, but it was just part of how we looked. But the whole part of, at least I know that I loved going into these stores with my parents and just looking at stuff and touching stuff and you know, getting experiences with it. And you know, it's never been a big part of my reflection process, but, you know, this whole process with Vinnies and talking about Vinnies with people such as yourself really makes me reflect about all these, you know, these glimpses and memories that you have.
Yeah, I mean, our upbringing is what makes us who we are, and just it shapes our style totally. Identity even more than we sometimes realize.
It does. And I remember just touching all these fabrics all the time, and you know, walking around with my dad, especially who was always very, you know, impeccably dressed, and he taught me a lot about what was good fabric, what was bad fabric, and I guess it just stuck with me. So yeah, it's been a massive part of me. And that's also how I came upon Vinnies, to kind of create that sphere where we can kind of bridge, let's say, classic menswear with street culture or hip hop culture, urban culture, in a way that that I can at least mirror myself in, and hopefully a lot of others too.
Yeah, I mean, style is so much about assimilating or just merging your own view of interpretation of a certain style, and just merging it into other creative interests like music and just good vibes and tons of inspiration sources.
Mm-hmm. No, that's why I always said that for me, what I do, and also when I used to work with clients, I never work in fashion, but I work in style, because style is where you get to set a statement, and really, really like build some character, whether it's a brand or it's a person, exactly. An individual. Whereas fashion is way more fast and you know, you need to be on your toes at all times, whereas I feel style is a statement.
It's so much about change and just creating needs more rather than, mm-hmm. I mean, the style in fashion as well, but timeless style, like you said, you were wearing Oxford shirt and knit vests. Mm-hmm. That's more timeless, and it's never wrong. So no. There's a line between fashion and style there. And I definitely get the sense there was a lot of style in your family, and like your dad was well dressed, and so loafers. Mm. You were. Do you remember your first pair of loafers? How old were you? Sort of.
I think I was. I must have been 2.5, 3 years old, and they were red, and they had fringes. They were so cool.
Yeah, that's proper.
Yeah,
I love how garments and shoes like those create memories, and they just stick in your mind.
I got a pair of brogues from my mom, and I guess I must have been 5 or 6, and we were going to a party. I knew we were going to a party that weekend, and I hated those brown brogues. And we had this big locker stuffed with shoes, and I just remember putting them all the way in the back so that she wouldn't find them. And it was so fun because we were heading out the door, and all we were missing was my shoes. And they're like, oh, we can't find the shoes. And I ended up leaving for the party with my favorite sneakers instead. So, you know, it's so fun how shoes and, like you said, garments can definitely also be part. Yeah, it's great. It's fantastic.
That's cool. But now you have your own loafer brand. I mean, loafers, as far as I understand, they've been around for like in sort of the penny loafer as the design it is today, and around 100-120 years or something. And much of the history I've read, it was a design that was created somewhere in Norway, and it was inspired by North American native moccasins, and I mean, then it bounced back over to the North American preppy culture, and there's even a famous loafer brand that has a model called Weegians, stemming from Norwegians. So I mean, it's a lot about that. And yeah, your loafers are made in Portugal in a small family business, right?
Mm-hmm.
What made you aim for Portugal as a maker of your shoes?
Well, I wanted for it first and foremost to be close to home. So I wanted my shoes to be produced in Europe. I was actually looking for manufacturers here in Denmark where I live. But there aren't actually any shoe manufacturers here, which is kind of surprising. So I still have this dream about at some point, you know, making a curation or a collection of a very limited number, but which will be handmade in Denmark. I feel there's something fantastic about that, with as much local material as I can. But yeah, Portugal was one of the obvious choices for me, because they're known for very good fabrics. They're known for also doing responsible production. And when I started looking into it, I actually initially wanted to go to Italy, but I couldn't find a production facility that could create that very specific look that I wanted for my shoe.
Yeah, Venus loafers, they have a lot of identity, and there's just a lot of personality in your shoes. And they're both timeless penny loafers with sort of the more average or sort of the familiarity of the thickness of weight of the sole and stuff. But then you also have the models of Fafur and chunky Vibram soles, just giving like a huge statement, still super wearable, and you can easily wear them with an overshirt and jeans and chinos and just a t-shirt and you still wear loafers. I mean, it's so I mean, as a style advisor, I often get the question like how to combine loafers in a more casual style, but as far as both of us as passionate loafer wearers concerned, we can easily agree on that loafers can be basically integrated in any kind of style expression, right?
Totally. Yeah. That's the point. That's the reason why I created loafers in the first place. You know, I was looking at the scene and looking at my own wardrobe, especially, and you know, sneakers were and still are omnipresent, and I love sneakers. I've been branding and wearing sneakers my whole life too, but considering the last couple of years, I would actually just use the same sneakers. Like, I had the same in my rotation. Once in a while I would make a crazy purchase for the hype or for the sake of it, but actually it would be some of the sneakers that I wore the least. And I realized there was no need for, I didn't need any more sneakers, but what I needed was just one pair to kind of rotate within my sneaker rotation that kind of spoke the same language, but had a different expression. And that's how I realized that was the next thing that I needed to put out there, was a product of my own that spoke to my wardrobe, but definitely also some of my peers and like-mindeds. And like you said it perfectly, the penny loafer goes with absolutely anything. It's a matter of, I think, confidence, but also just feeling free to explore and express however you want to. Those that feel like a black Polito penny loafer is too much of a statement can go for a leopard penny loafer with a crepe sole. Or they can just go for a classic tobacco suede one instead, or they can go for horse bit with Vibram. So I try to be as broad, but still, you know, at the same time, kind of narrow minded and speaking to a specific consumer.
Yeah. I mean, when I look at Vinny's, I think it's, I mean, it has the really profound origins of timeless style with the cut and the uppers and the seams and the leather work, but then you just so tastefully integrate like a heavy Vibram sole, sort of making the, it's like a almost like a sneak loafer version of a hiking boot, but still it's just so, I mean, walks downtown, exactly, just hanging out, having coffee like in outdoor lounges, and it's just, I mean, I see so many areas to use,
but that's exactly what those are the feelings that I want to evoke when looking at the Vinny's loafers. I want to kind of, you know, I'm not a heritage brand per se. I like to think that Vinny's is like a new age heritage brand, totally, in terms of our storytelling, etc. But I'm not one of those houses that has been doing loafers for 200 years. But what I like to think is that we're creating a new product that can stand a new test of time, and tell this new chapter of classic and contemporary merged together in a timeless manner. That's where I want to go.
And it's a labor of passion. It's born out of your own needs and wants. Just like, I mean, Ralph Lauren once, he started selling ties because he was passionate about ties, and just like it comes from your own needs and wants, and just you've given birth to something that you really wanted to use yourself, and so often that's the starting point of the most successful brands, because you can feel that passion in the products and you can see it because you've made it the way you want to wear it yourself, and you want to get it out there among other men to just enjoy the same vibe.
Exactly.
I love that. You got to tell us a little bit more about Vinny. Who's Vinny?
Vinny is my son, Vincent Laurent. He's turning three very soon. And it was, you know, Vinny's was inspired by him in a case that I was at my parents' place looking at old photo albums during the summer of 2019, and I was just looking differently at these images. I was noticing how we were so small, almost at his age, and we were wearing leather shoes. I saw leather sandals, I saw dobbies, and I saw loafers, and I was like, wow, how come I never noticed this? I only noticed the clothes, but never noticed the shoes. And, you know, I looked back at him, and I looked at those images, and I was like, you know what? This is it. This is where it is all starts. This is me passing on a heritage from my father, from my mom, to my son. And that's how I like to think that this is like a new age heritage brand, that, you know, I want to create something that's not just for the moment, that's not just for now, but that little Vinny can look at, and let's say in 10 years or 15 years, and be like, I still like my Vinnies, or I want to push this further. I want to be part of this, you know, hopefully.
I love that. And he'll grow up and he'll see the clothes you wear and the style. And it's like, I mean, just as you were inspired by your parents and the way they lived life. And when we've spoken before, we've also talked about, I mean, your newsletter, or I don't know, it's called Vin is the Vibe, right?
yeah.
And I mean, it's so much, style is so much about good vibes. And it's just a laid back attitude towards style and just letting it happen, not doing it with too much effort.
Exactly. Yeah, I think, you know, and that's also one of the reasons why it's called Vinny's. Vinny is one of, like, the ultimate human being that always puts a smile on my face. And when I look at, when I thought about this brand, I was like, you know, what we're doing here is creating something that makes you look good, something that should be making you feel comfortable and at ease. So let's not be too serious about it. You know, let's have fun around looking good and feeling great. And that's why, you know, it's, for some it might be a ridiculous thing or a ridiculous saying, but it is a vibe. It is
totally,
it is an emotion that we want to evoke. We want to have and make sure that people feel good and just have fun.
Yeah, and I mean, when you feel good and have fun, people notice. It shows in the way you dress.
Good. I'm happy to hear that. You know, it, for me, it's fun more than it's anything. It's just fun and games, man.
I mean, it's a creative expression. It's like, for myself, when I get dressed in the morning, I draw parallels to sometimes to people. I have friends who are artists, and it's like, just, it's nerdy, but for me, mm-hmm. putting clothes on is just like a plain canvas. It is a new opportunity to just express how I feel and who I am.
I was just gonna say that every day is a new canvas, and like, what you, if it doesn't even take a bananas wardrobe to have a versatile mood or a versatile expression. It's just who you want to be on that day, and eventually, you, if you look at your entire rack, you'll still see a red thread. It's about expressing who you want to be.
Yeah. And I, once again, to go back to the aesthetics of Vinny's, mm-hmm. I mean, if you have a laid back style, I would definitely say that Vinny's loafers can totally be a part of your staple wardrobe, because you'll be able to wear them with a suit and a t-shirt, mm-hmm. or just a blazer and a shirt and jeans, or I mean, just super laid back trousers and their shirt jacket. And I mean, there's an endless amount of opportunities, and just to enjoy the style and the shoes. And
You know, I'm looking very much forward to seeing people. I hope this will be a very warm summer for a lot of people, and that they'll put on their Vinny's loafers and some short shorts. I really want to see that out there. You know, it's one of my favorite holiday looks, is putting on some loafers that I've worn in and some shorts and like an Oxford shirt or a Poplin shirt and a bucket hat, you know, go out and get that.
Well broken in and making them a part of a super laid back style.
Exactly.
And that's the thing. I mean, we're approaching spring and summer, and mm-hmm. a lot of people think that, now is the time for loafers. But just as we've agreed on earlier, loafers are shoes for all year round use.
Yes.
Like, you don't need to limit it. Even though my favorite time of year is sticking my bare feet into a pair of really broken in loafers and just enjoy them to the max. But I mean, loafers, especially the loafers with heavier soles, mm-hmm. they're winter and autumn shoes as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's all year round, baby. It's all year round.
Totally. And as we touched the topic of sneakers earlier, sneakers are really popular now, and many men ask me, like, how am I going to transition from always wearing sneakers to some other type of shoe? And I mean, it's such a good alternative. So even if loafers are sometimes considered a very dressed up shoe, I hope we've been able to communicate the feeling that it's not a very big leap, actually. It's a very casual shoe, and you can wear them very much the same way you wear sneakers. And that's why what I hope a lot of our both customers and listeners out there will embrace and interpret it in their own ways.
You know, I think that the loafer is an easier leap than a derby shoe. I think that it's easier to jump into a black loafer or a brown suede loafer and incorporate it into your style depending on what you're wearing or what you feel like expressing on that specific day. Whereas, you know, the derby, for example, just to make an example, the Chelsea boot definitely needs a specific type of a type of bottom for it to match, or like the whole look needs to kind of have a red thread. Whereas if you jump into a loafer, you know,
the transition between pants and the shoe, it's a big thing.
Exactly. And it's way more easy and effortless with the loafer, I think. It's just about what color and style you
pick. True that, totally.
Mm.
Yeah, I love that way of putting it, because it's so true. Once you get used to the look and feeling of wearing loafers, I think the more comfortable you feel, you start seeing more and more opportunities as well.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, there are loafers and loafers. Tassel loafers, for instance, I mean, often people have based their opinion on them based on a lot of people they've seen wearing them. But it depends on the wearer and the attitude and the mood it's worn with. So, I mean, there are all chances in the world to create a super laid-back, cool personal style.
Yeah.
So do you have any sort of last words you would like to broadcast out there to all the guys that are curious about loafers in general, and Vinnies in particular, for the upcoming season?
Honestly, just have fun. That's the best thing I can say. Like, don't make this too serious. Just have fun. And enjoy dressing up. Make it a part of your lifestyle to stand out. That's nice.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely the best way to put it. Enjoy it, make it look good, and just make it your own style.
Absolutely.
And that's the most precious thing.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you so much, Virgil, for joining us here
Thanks
today.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a great time, and I'm really, really excited to see what will be showing up in our shop. And as far as I know, we've actually already launched our Vinnies loafers in the store, and it'll be
good.
Really exciting to follow the journey of your brand and you yourself as a person over the upcoming time. I know for a fact that there are many people who have shown great interest in your products out there. People with deep knowledge of both style and good quality shoes. So I think you're up for an exciting few years to come.
Thank you so much. I hope we get to kick ass together, all of us, and just be part of a movement that makes the world a better place to be. And that's the most important for me. I think that the penny loafer is, you know, ultimately the penny loafer for me is also a mission to kind of impose and bring self-confidence and character into the bear. I think that, you know, from a sneaker to a penny loafer, there are a lot of resemblances, but there are also some things that kind of divide the two, and the biggest part of them is being that just as when you put on a blazer jacket, you kind of walk with a more stiff back and you walk more straight. And I think the penny loafer does the same thing. It kind of evokes more stature and character into your personality. And that's what I dream of most of all, to be part of a movement where we can, you know, build and kind of grow people's self-respect and make them feel as comfortable in their own skin as everyone else.
Couldn't agree more. That's so well put. And with these words, wrapping up the vibe about Vinny's Loafers and Virgil Nicholas. I am so excited about this, and it's the also the marks the end of our first interview. Thank you so much. Boom. Once again. Boom.
Thanks again for having me.
So with these words, like I said, we wrap up this episode of the Care of Carl podcast. My name is Mikael Wallin, and I want to thank all of you listeners out there for hanging out with us, sharing the good vibes, and hoping you'll look into loafers in the Care of Carl web shop. Until next time, stay safe and stylish, and wear loafers. Bye for now.
Ciao.
Ciao.